This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Products Farmers Market is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. Tomorrow, May 11th, the Illinois Department of Ag will host the first market of the season, and they will continue to be held each Thursday evening from 4 to 7 p.m. until October 12th. And those will be held at the Shed, which is located across from Lincoln Stage on the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. And as there was last year, there will again be an opportunity to enjoy free live entertainment each week while you shop for local Illinois products and enjoy Illinois wine from the wine garden. All products sold at the Products Farmers Market are processed, produced, and packaged by a vendor in the state of Illinois. And they do still have space available if you're interested in being a vendor at the market. And those applications can be found online at the Illinois Department of Ag's website. In some local ag news, the Hillsboro FFA alumni is looking for teams of four for the annual golf tournament that's taking place in June. I had a chance to catch up with Hillsboro FFA advisor Kate Niemeyer to find out the details.
Yes, we're very excited for our fifth annual golf tournament. It's going to be at Indian Springs again on Saturday, June 17th. We'll have a shotgun start at 9 o'clock, and we're looking for teams of four.
Well, sounds good. So tell us a little bit more about it, maybe a cost for a team to register and deadlines and things.
It's $60 per person, and we'll take teams up to the day of the event. Your $60 includes 18 holes of golf, a pork chop lunch, and nacho bar to snack on. We'll have two flights and cash payouts for the best golfers there that day.
Well, it sounds like a really fun day, and you said fifth annual, so it has to be getting a good response from the community to continue doing this.
Absolutely. We have several return golfers, and the crew out at Indian Springs is just fantastic to help us get more golfers and some prizes, too, for door prizes and prizes for the winners of the golf tournament. So we're really excited.
Well, sounds great. And obviously, as most golf tournaments and outings are, these serve as a fundraiser for the group. And I know the alumni is really involved with helping the high school students with some of their purchases and projects.
Yes, the alumni has been fantastic with me since the beginning of my time here at Hillsboro. So we purchased some engines for the machine repair class to work on. I went to Briggs & Stratton School last summer, and that was included in the package of engines that we bought, tools in the shop, and we're looking into building a new greenhouse now. So the alumni is going to be instrumental in helping me get that done.
Well, that's awesome. It's wonderful that you've got a strong group that's been helping you with all those things. So I guess we need to know who people need to contact if they would like to sign up for the golf tournament and those details as well.
Well, there's two ways that you can get signed up for the golf tournament. You can call me here at the high school, 532-2841, or you can call our president, Wayne Wiedekin, at 851-0153, and either of us will be glad to give you more details and instructions on how to get signed up. June 17th at Indian Springs Golf Course. We'd prefer to have your RSVP by the 1st of June, but we'll take people at the door as well.
Hillsboro FFA advisor, Kate Niemeyer. Well, farm prices are probably the most noticed, but there are other indicators to consider when it comes to the current economic health of farmers and ranchers. This morning, we'll hear a special report from Rod Bain with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
There are still questions about the overall health of the farm economy these days, due mostly from lower commodity prices as compared to the record highs of 2 years ago. The Agriculture Department's chief economist, Rob Johansson, told farm broadcasters recently that in terms of prices,
they're expected to flatten sort of this year. We're not expecting them to fall like they have the last 2 years.
And that should help several farmers and ranchers, some of whose reduced working capital has led to increased demand in operating loans.
Loans have been fairly available to producers at relatively low interest prices thus far, and so that's helped a lot manage that downturn.
Johansson adds that farm programs and reduced expenditures have also helped producers get by during this economic challenge. Yet concerns still remain that increasing debt and lower prices, if they continue, could progress into what occurred for agriculture in the 1980s. A period of multiple farm foreclosures and financial crises. The chief economist points out farm economic indicators at least show stability for now. For instance, overall farm debt to asset ratios, which are well below totals from three decades ago.
Debt-to-asset ratios are still around 14% on an aggregate basis. They were about 22% in 1985. 14% is still, from a historic standpoint, relatively stable economic conditions.
Although some categories of producers face a greater challenge at this time.
About 1 in 10 farms, both on the crop side and the livestock side, would be characterized as having either very highly or extremely highly leveraged financial conditions. Those are the farms that are going to have the most difficulty dealing with low prices.
With some sectors facing a greater percentage of farms that are highly leveraged, categories like cotton, dairy, and wheat attributed primarily to lower commodity prices. Yet Johansson notes that ag prices as a whole are expected to remain steady over the next decade, and that should benefit those greatly impacted farm sectors in their recovery efforts.
In dairy, for example, and prices have recovered fairly well for cotton relative to last year, and so we're expecting by the end of 2017 that both dairy and cotton should be in a better financial situation.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Looking at state ag news, Illinois corn-backed water testing sites are up and running across the state, offering free, confidential nitrate testing for anyone that brings in a sample. And we do have one of those sites available this Thursday. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Office is hosting an open house from 8 a.m. to 4:30 in the afternoon. And keep in mind that a water sample should be in a volume of at least 8 ounces, and that should be taken in a clean container, free of any residual chemicals or detergents. And you should collect the water sample as close to testing time as possible. They do allow you to take it within 48 hours if you keep it refrigerated, or samples can be frozen and thawed ahead of time, if that accommodates your schedule or when the tile is running. But if you're taking that sample today, you are within the 48-hour time period. So again, that open house is Thursday from 8 to 4:30 at the Montgomery County Soil and Water Office. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.